A fine afternoon to everyone. How are you feeling? Good? All right. So I thought I want to get the party started before Bon Jovi tonight. Anybody going to Bon Jovi? That's not convincing. Y'all going to Bon Jovi? So I'm going to let you in a little secret. You got to be there by 7. That's all I'm going to say. You got to be there by 7. But without further ado, thank you for being in this session. We're going to talk about this idea on how you fast track your PMO. But just to make clear, you know what we're talking about here. You know what a PMO is? PMO? All right. So let me clarify. PMO stands for Project Management Office. And I'll talk more about that. But I'm so excited, so stoked to spend the next hour and 15 minutes with you to look at this idea on how you can take Project Online and accelerate project management success. My name is Dux Raymond Tsai, for those I haven't met, and I want to make something really, really clear, and it's very important before I proceed. There's rumors, but it's not true, that I'm that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm a much better guy. All right? Don't you agree? So I work with a partner organization for Microsoft. It's called Innovative E, and we focus on helping customers like you, helping organizations transform project management chaos into success with tools like SharePoint, Project, and related Microsoft technologies. So let's just get this conversation going, friend. You see, one of the key tenets of what's going on today in the world is we have a lot of business challenges. So in a 100,000-foot view, all these things are going on, right? In distributed organizations, people want together, whenever, wherever, however. So that's happening. You want it or not, it's going on. The other situation is, well, I need flexibility to manage without upfront infrastructure costs for my technology stack. I mean, I don't know about you. My motto is, unless it's your core business, I don't want to deal with setting up servers, patching, all that stuff. That's so like 1990, right? But that's reality. And the other issue we deal with is our company can compete only if we align investment with the proper priorities. And we know that. Today is so cutthroat. The speed of business is accelerating quickly. I mean, you know, Surface came out, iPad Mini came out. And there's rumors iPad Mini 2 is coming out. Windows Phone 10 is coming out next week. No, I made that up. I was trying to figure out if you're listening. But stuff's happening so fast. How we align all these things and make it work. And then last but not the least, we want more visibility and control over what people are working on. That's called micromanagement. Nah, I'm just messing with you. I mean, isn't it a challenge? You want to try and figure out, well, Dux, you know, I'm in the IT group. I got 50 developers. I can't figure out at any point in time who's doing what. And the challenge there is, how are we utilizing our resources? How do we know, can we take more work on or not? How do we prioritize and say, stop doing that, we have a higher level priority you need to work on? Fact of life, that's what's going on today. Won't you agree? And let's take it down a notch. So those are critical business challenges, but from a project management perspective, we have more challenges. Is this a good picture of your project management office or organization? And by definition, what a project management office is, essentially, it's a group. It could be one person, it could be 100 people. Their job is to make sure that projects in the organization are executed well, resources are managed well, it's aligned well with business priorities. But does this paint a good picture of your world? Yes? Hello? Yes? Good. I mean, reality says, no matter how small, how big you are, there's a pocket of people that are highly mature, right? They're all PMPs, but yet there's a pocket of people that don't really have to be PMPs, but they're working on projects. Everybody's working on projects, right? And the challenge is, okay, a lot of these people are high-level stuff. They're using sophisticated tools, sophisticated processes, but we got this group called the reluctant project managers. It's true. I'm talking about your company. Because that's not their day job. I work in marketing. I just need to work on this project. I need something to organize this stuff. But guess what? That initial marketing initiative somehow blows up to be a corporate initiative. Then how you trace all that? How do you provide visibility? It's a pain. The other challenge is we're in the age of consumerization of IT. Bring your own device. Android, iPad. The executives are worse. They love their iPads, but that's going to change next year. Everybody have Surface. Right? Hardware aside, what about software? If marketing or sales or some group gets impatient because IT can't help them, forget it. I'm going to swipe my credit card, sign up for Basecamp, or get Clarizen, or Aptas, or Google Apps. Yes? That's a reality we face. What about the idea of integrating with line of business systems? I mean, we want to live in this Nirvana project management world where everything is in a single source, you know, all the tasks, all the projects, all the financial data, but guess what? We live in Earth. Financial data is elsewhere. I report my time in my timesheet for payroll. Isn't it a pain? You tell your developers, oh, by the way, you have to report your time as well on some project management system. Bless your heart. For those not from the US, I was an immigrant. I moved here in 96. I lived in Atlanta. And at first I thought, bless your heart, wow, people are so gracious. But that's actually a bad thing. It's an excuse to be mean. I mean, listen. Little old lady would walk, bless his heart, that kid's ugly. But that's the truth. We have a bunch of different systems. Somehow, if we could bring it together, that would be so awesome. Right? And you know what the number one used project management tool today to support all those chaos is? You want to guess? This is a formal survey done by Project Management Institute 2 years ago to 300,000 PMPs around the world. What? Now, number three. Email. So that proves everybody tweeting earlier was lying. Email. Think about it. Where's that status report? Let me check my email. Where's that proposal? Let me check my email. Dude, we're in 2012. Everybody has iPhone 5 or WinPhone 8. You got your Surface. You got TiVo at home because you got to record Dancing with the Stars. GPS in your car. And we're using a 1973 frickin' technology to run our PMO. Shame on every one of you. But that's going to change after today, I hope. So, you got to make... Sorry, I keep walking. But you got to make everyone happy. And the good news is, it can be done today, right now. And it's through Project Online. The idea is, you want to deliver this concept of project management on your terms, on my terms. Because project management as a portfolio manager means one thing, but project manager for Sally in accounting, or that's working on expenses, means a totally different thing. Project management for my executive on the road means something else. What if we can make everyone happy? And that's where Project Online comes in. Project Online is a flexible online solution for PPM and everyday work. And the beauty of it, it's not a standalone tool, and you'll see this in a while. Meaning it works with a lot of tools people are familiar with, like email, Excel, Word, Project, SharePoint, and you'll see that. The other great thing is it's built on top of SharePoint, so you take advantage of all the goodness of SharePoint. And the best part, you just swipe your credit card. And I just sent a tweet on a link on how you can sign up for Project Online today. You could use it 30 days for free. Now, talking about this idea of fast-tracking your PMO, it's very, very possible using a platform like Project Online to get success, to gain success. And really, when you think about this, think about how you deliver project management on people's terms. And there's three ways to do this. I'm going to step through the three ways, show you these three ways, and I want you to think about it, think about your world. The first way is this idea of Project Online allowing us to collaborate efficiently. Email will not go away, and it's okay. But what we want to do, listen, this is big, we want to put email back in its rightful place. Because I guarantee you, in 1973, whoever invented email wasn't thinking of using it for project management. Right? Let's put it back in its rightful place. Email is a great alerting mechanism. Email is a great one-time, hey, what's up, kind of thing. But none of those back and forth, sending files, updating Gantt charts. You know how that works. You email an MPP to like 10 people, it comes back as an Excel file. So how do we collaborate efficiently? With Project Online, once you sign up, it allows you to quickly get started. Because other than Project Online, the environment itself, it works hand in hand with Microsoft Project. And part of the potential of Project Online, if you subscribe, you have the option to get Microsoft Project as well. And I'll show you that. With Project Online, it allows you to accelerate your schedule development and management. It lets you maintain key organizational standards. And more importantly, it allows you to engage with relevant stakeholders on their terms. Now, let me talk about Microsoft Project. Microsoft Project is a brilliant tool. Who's using Microsoft Project? Okay. Who remembers their first experience with Microsoft Project? Project team, please close your ears. Was it pleasant? It's okay. No. Right? And I'll explain why. I have a degree in electrical engineering. My first career was I was an assembler programmer. For those of you youngins there who don't know what that is, you weren't born yet. And I distinctly remember in the mid-90s, my manager walked up to me, hey, it's Microsoft Project. I'm like, ha, how bad would that be? It's an end-user tool. I know Word, I know Excel, I know PowerPoint Project, ha. I fired up and I was looking at it for 3 hours. Right? You have people in your organization saying, ah, I hate Microsoft Project, it sucks. You have those people? Well, I want you to do something. You go back, look at them in the eye when they tell you if it sucks, say, Microsoft Project doesn't suck, you suck. It's a tool. A tool will follow proper concepts and proper fundamentals. Microsoft Project does three things really well. Number one, allows you to develop schedule and manage schedule. I'll show you this. Number two, allows you to do resource management. Third piece, allows you to do project reporting, and especially when it's coupled with Project Online, you can do great things. It assumes you're familiar with project management fundamentals. So let me show you. Let me fire up my, do you guys like this? See, email. By the way, this is a free add-on to PowerPoint. Everything I'm showing you, all the tools and tips and tricks, I'll get it to you. So once we're done, if you have a card, write your name. I have a box in the back. Just drop it off. But if you want this tool, I'll send it to you. It's a pretty good way to engage with your audience using social. Okay, so let's get going here. All right, so a couple of things. First, yes, I'm using a Mac. Get over it. Remember, BYOD, I'm the poster child for it. That's the Project Online site. I just tweeted it. You can sign up. So once you sign up, you'll get an environment. And let me kind of walk you at a high level and show you. So this is my Office 365 environment. And I have Project Online part of this as well. So this is my company, future company, Internet. So this is Project Online. And I'll explain some of these things in a while. So there's that. Now, a great benefit of signing up for Project Online, you also have the option to get Microsoft Project on the desktop. It's using a great technology called Click to Run. Literally, you click on the browser, it'll install it on your desktop, and it's subscription-based. And once you install it, let me create a new, let me start from scratch here. So once you install, as you can see, this is Microsoft Project. This is obviously part of the Office family of products, same UI, similar UI, very nice. And as you can see, it's you know, a lot of the functionalities, if you're familiar with from the previous versions, are still here. And it's a modern UI, and you can get started easily. So once you provision your environment, once you click on installing Project on the desktop, you can get started. So when you get started, obviously this is a blank Microsoft Project document. You can certainly start from scratch, or you can also start with a template. So there's a lot of template that's here. Now, one of the things I've done already in the interest of time is I've already connected. So once you install Microsoft Project 2013 on the desktop, I've already connected my Microsoft Project desktop onto my Project Online environment. And there's instructions on how to do that. And some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this already if you've used Project and Project Server before. Are we good? Okay, good. So it lets me quickly get started and take advantage. So let me go ahead and do that. So let me start up with an existing template. So let's say I'm going to create a marketing campaign for my company. So I'm going to take on a new project. So this is a marketing campaign project plan, and this is a template that's there. It all looks good. That's great. Now, I talked about how you can quickly get started and enforce organizational standard. And that's huge. You want to figure out who can do what. You want to figure out who's available to do what. Part of what Project Online offers and it provides, it has the ability for you to involve key resources in your organization, and this is what's called the Resource Center. There's a feature called the Enterprise Resource Pool. The idea here is you can populate it with people who'll be working on your projects, and then based on this pool, as long as you're connected to Project Online, you can pick and choose who you want to work on something, who's available, and I'll show you that in a second. Now, some of you may be using SharePoint for project management. I saw some of the survey. You guys use SharePoint for project management? By the way, there's a good book for that called SharePoint for Project Management. If you didn't get that, I wrote that book. Tell you what, I'll give everyone a copy. You like that? All right, so make sure when you walk out, leave your information. I'll send you a code. You can get an ebook for free, okay? It's too bad my son just lost 80 cents per copy of royalty. Okay, that was his college. Now, with SharePoint, it's great. You can use it for basic project task management, but as you mature, as you accelerate your need, there's nothing like this in SharePoint. And this is the part now where Project Online can help you when you want to start looking at resource management. So let's go back to my example. So let's say, okay, I want to figure out who can work on this. So I can easily go to my Microsoft Project on my resource tab. I'm going to build my project team for the from the enterprise. What that means, it's tapping into Project Online, looking at the enterprise resource pool, and it's going to show me who's available in the database or in the pool. Now, you can put filters. You can say, okay, show me resources that has this skill set, or show me resources that's only $5 an hour. Show me resources that's available 8 hours a day for 12 months. So you can do a lot of slicing and dicing stuff, which is great. Now, if you're not sure yet who you're going to use, another good thing, you can put what's called generic resources. So you can have little placeholders because you're still planning. You could do that. And then once the project is approved, you can swap that with named resources with the proper skill sets. So, you know, I'm familiar with this project. It's a marketing campaign, so I know who I want here. So let me look up Ducks. Where did Ducks go? Here you go. All right. So Ducks will be part of the project. And some of these, as you can see, some of these project resources are generic resources. I'll just use them and keep them for now because I don't really know who's going to work on some of the other stuff. So good. So, you know, that's the resourcing capability. So, and then, you know, I'm going to look at this, kind of tweak it a bit. All right, you know what? For the first three or four tasks, let me go to my, let me do this. Let me go to my assign resources dialog box. Let me highlight the first couple of tasks. Notice that the marketing lead is assigned. I will remove the assignment, and let's go ahead. Where Ducks go? Oh, I didn't press OK. Thank you. Let's do that real quick. I think I hit cancel or just got out of it. But I'm going to assign that to Ducks. And as soon as I do that, all right, let's do that again. Thank you for seeing that. Add. OK. All right. That should do it. Assign resources. There you go, Ducks. Ah, look at that. What do you think that green thing is? Presence, link, right? Eat your heart out, Basecamp. I mean, the problem is when people think of project management and Microsoft, they're all stuck on Microsoft Project. You see, nobody out there, you like my profile picture? Nobody out there has a rich suite of project management tools other than Microsoft. If you use a cloud-based, non-Microsoft tools, and by the way, most of you are using Microsoft tools in your world, Windows, Office, all that stuff. Can you have Presence integrated? Yeah, maybe. But you jump through hoops to do that. Now, so I've got Docs there. It's all good. Let's say this is set. I'm going to baseline it. Maybe this is a preliminary plan. I'm going to hit save, and then I will publish it. Now, in the interest of time, I kind of did this earlier. Okay, I kind of did this earlier, so, and I saved it. Oops, I'm going to show you what I did. I call this the Asia Pacific marketing campaign, so it's the same thing. I published it. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back up to my Project Online environment, and I'm going to go to what's called the Project Center. The Project Center shows me all the different projects we have right now. I mean, this will give every portfolio manager jumping for joy right here, right? You can see from a portfolio level what's going on, and I love this timeline view, by the way. That's a new feature, both in SharePoint 2013 and Project Online or Project Server on-prem as well, where they took timeline view from Microsoft Project and made available on the browser. But I want to focus on this new project I just published, Asia Pacific Marketing Campaign. So when I click on that, it's going to pull up on the browser. Okay, it's going to pull up on the browser. As you can see, all the tasks from Microsoft Project is now available on the browser. And I'll talk more about that when we get to tracking. But additionally, what we get, it's going to take advantage of related technologies like SharePoint. So, for those not familiar, whenever you create a project in Microsoft Project and publish it to Project Online, you have the option of also provisioning what's called a project site, which is powered by SharePoint. So the idea is all the project-based collaboration, like sharing files, using the newsfeed feature, which we'll talk about, is available. So everything that's non-schedule related, the team can work together here. So as you can see, you can quickly get started and maximize collaboration right away. Now, one important thing I want to talk about. What do you think these numbers mean? For those in my earlier session, don't say it. But for those who just came here, who just met me, what does that mean? Is that it? No, it's a different number. It could be a phone number, right? What do you think that means, sir? 0 through 9, yeah? What else? What do you think that means? Anybody? How much money I have in the bank, maybe? Now, if that was true, I won't be here. It could be anything. You're right, you're wrong. What does that mean? I want to caution everyone, while I'm all excited about technology, it's a tool. I don't want you to go back and say, oh, Doug says this was so easy. Yeah, let's provision. Dear company, here's Project Online. Go have fun. Next day, they'll say Project Online suck. No, you suck. You got to have your fundamentals in place. What's your game plan? I mean, I don't want to stand in a soapbox here. But a lot of organizations who we work with, they come up to me and say, Docs, we want Project Server. I go, why? Dead silence like this makes me quite uncomfortable because, again, I feel like my English is not good enough. I'd ask it again. I'd say, ¿por qué? What do you mean, why? Why do you think you need Project Server? Oh, our projects are behind. It's not on budget. Yada, yada, yada. Really? So show me your process. What are you talking about? How do you run your projects? I don't know. Jan does it his way. Joey does it her way. Well, quit talking tools. You see, one of the exercise, friends, that you have to do, and it's not hard, I'm not saying you got to get your PMP and memorize the PMBOK guide, is you got to get a process in place. So let me By the way, I'll give this to you too. This is in Visio and it's PDF. One of the key things, and this is important, I can't stress hard enough, while the technology can help you, it's a tool. It's critical that you understand what project management means in your world. So here's a quick example. So one of the key exercises I work with organizations, if they don't have a process, and say, okay, let's step through what it's gonna look like. So how would a project start? Well, typically a sponsor would say, let's do it. If it's approved, a PM gets assigned. Okay, then what would the PM do? PM should create schedule, do this. Okay, what would the portfolio manager do? What would the team member do? We go through this exercise. And what's so powerful about this, while it looks simple, people start arguing, no, we don't do it that way, don't. But unless you get this straight, don't use Project Online. Is that okay I said that, Project Team? Okay. You don't want to give Project Online a bad name. That's a Bon Jovi song, right? I'm trying to work that in. Okay. Here's another important point, humor aside. If we spec it, and it's not going to be perfect the first time, but what did we just do here? This is important. To make this successful, we have to train based on who's doing what. Meaning, the problem I find in a lot of typical project management implementation, go and take an end user training. Go and take a Microsoft project training. Go and take a SharePoint training. Not going to work. What if your training is around their role? What if you can say, oh, you're a project manager? Guess what? Since these are the things you're gonna do, this is the kind of training you will get. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Pardon my southern accent. I'm from the deep south, Southeast Asia. I'm a team member. These are the three things I'm gonna do in this project management picture. That's the training you need. 30 minutes tops. You got to get this in order before you move on. Because unless everyone is on the same page, not going to work. And being on the same page, what if I tell you these numbers are arranged in alphabetical order? 8, 6, or 8, 5, 4, 9, 1, 7. Now we're all looking at it the same way. You have to look at project management the same way in your company, and I guarantee you how you look at project management is not the same with the other organization. So don't just say, hey, I'm gonna get a template somewhere and just use that. Thank you, docs. When I get that Contoso, I'll tell everybody, this is how we're gonna run project. No. To help you collaborate efficiently, use familiar tools. So for example, let's go back. I'm on my project site, right? So let's say, okay, I want to look at my document library, and I've pre-populated some documents or templates we need. And this is another good thing. I mean, look at how you can centralize all your project artifacts, I think I clicked on something, in a single place. I mean, that is much, much better than email. So let's say I want to look at the change request form. Notice I'm clicking on the change request form. It's coming up in the Word web app. So it's part of Office web app, and obviously it's much optimized in 2013. Another thing I want to show you, instead of clicking on it, I'm so used to 2010, check this out. If I click on it, it gives me a preview and I can see it right there. Y'all see that? Pretty cool. So let's say I want to work on this, and I remember I shared it with my colleague Alex. He's online, so let me hit up Alex. Where's Alex? You there? Can you work on the change request doc and make it nice? You talk about collaboration. One of the cool things, and it's been there since, did he respond? We'll see. One of the cool things with the Microsoft set of tools and starting 2010, there's a feature called co-author. Have you guys heard about this? Who has not heard about co-authoring? Raise your hand, please. I don't wanna, all right? So I'll do this quickly. The idea of co-authoring is allowing up to four people work on that exact same document at the exact same time. No more check out, check in. Woo! And this is pretty cool. So I hit up Alex, and while this is open, if he gets to this, let's see, maybe he's not there. When he gets to this, in word, it will tell me Alex is working on it as well. So you talk about collaboration, both of us can work on it. That's pretty cool. So I'll just wait and see if he shows up. Now, what else can we do with familiar tools? I'm going to share this story, and this is a true story, I promise you. I was working with an organization. We rolled this out, and this is actually back in 2010. It's not even 2013. And one of the things we found out as a part of their process, every month, project managers email an Excel file to somebody in accounting. Let's call her Sally. And at any point in time, she gets like 50 or 60 of these Excel files in her email. She brings it out, puts it together for a monthly project expense and, you know, summary. Y'all with me? Does that sound familiar? So I find that out. I talk to Sally. I go, Sally, how much time do you spend doing that? And, you know, you got to check your email, get all these Excel files through my documents. I spend 6-7 hours every month doing this in the last 8 years. I go, is that okay? Well, it's my job. I go, Sally, what if I tell you I can cut that down in half, help you with that? Instead of 6-7 hours, let's cut it down to about 3 or 4 hours. Would you like that? She goes, of course, but as long as I can do it in Excel, I don't want to learn anything new, I'm retiring in 2 years. You know Sally, right? I go, Sally, good news for you. We'll do it in Excel. So here's the game plan, Sally. Starting this month, we're going to tell project managers, right, instead of sending you Excel files, we're going to tell them, put it on their project site. Okay, just put it here. I'll show you in a while. I mean, they do everything here anyway. And as soon as they put it here, listen, it's going to automatically show up. Yes, that's a technical term, automatically, on your desktop in Excel. How you like that? Show me. You don't have to deal with email anymore. Show me. Okay, all right, let's do that. So I'm going to create a new Excel sheet here. So let's pre-populate. By the way, friends, this feature I'm going to show you has been there out of the box since Excel 03 and SharePoint 03. Okay? So item cost. Say we bought some chairs. We bought some, for $500. We bought a computer for $1,000. Okay? And see what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this information in Excel, convert it to what's called an Excel table. Okay? And as soon as I do that, check this out. Publish and allow sync. So I'm going to click on that. You know, the idea here is you type in the web address of that project site. And let me go back. Instead of typing it, let me just highlight. Okay. And I need to make sure I don't put the default ASPX there. All right. I'm going to call this the APAC project expenses. Okay, y'all see that? Now here's what's gonna happen. As soon as they hit publish, Excel will talk to that project site, log me in, create what's called a custom list, take the information, publish it, and connect it, and it's done. So now when that happens, let me go and view that just to show you. So now in my APAC marketing campaign site, you see it's the same one, the expenses are there. Y'all see that? Now, let's talk about. Let's talk about this. Let's copy this URL here. All right. And let me go to my Mac environment. So let's say I'm the project manager using a Mac. Okay. I'm just a Mac kind of guy. Let's go back because I clicked on the wrong link here. Copy the URL again. Control C. Go back to my Mac environment. By the way, anybody in your company using Macs or people in your company? All right. Okay, just want to make sure. So notice the information there. So what's the new way of doing this? Listen, project managers are not going to send email anymore with an Excel attachment. They go to their project site, their one-stop shop where everything is there, and they come here, right, and they populate their expenses here. And this is one of the cool things I love in 2013. Data sheet view is now available in any browser. Round of applause for Microsoft. All right. So the project manager said, hey, I bought a car, and the car's $50,000. We needed that for the project. It's true, right? And we bought some tables, whatever, for $1,000. Okay, this is the power, friends. You talk about project management on my term. It's on my term. My device, my browser. I want to use Project Online on a Mac. That's fine. While Sally, in accounting, in corporate, may be using Windows 95 and Excel 2007. And that's not a joke. I work and live in DC. I have government customers still on Windows 95 and Excel 2007, which is cool. I'm not judging. Check out what Sally can do. So Sally, at the comfort of her desktop, can synchronize that same set of information, right? And it'll show up on an Excel file right there. Do you guys know about this? Who doesn't? Raise your hand. You missed the memo 10 years ago. Isn't that cool? So now, what did we do? So I told Sally, okay, so Sally, you saw how we did that, right? Okay, so I talked to Sally about this. We went through and did all the other projects, 50, 60 of them, and then we created a summary sheet, right? You know, summary sheet. You know how in Excel you can have a summary sheet, pull data from spreadsheets? So created her pivot table and pivot charts. 2 months later, I talked to Sally. I go, Sally, so how's that going? She said, Docs, I can't thank you enough. I don't have to deal with checking my email, grabbing that file, putting it in my desktop, creating like a summary. It actually saved me 3 hours, right? And in fact, one time, and the reason why I'm still spending 4 hours, because I have to validate all this. You guys didn't buy a car. I was looking at the receipt. It was carpet, right? And you spent $5,000. And Sally can change it in Excel on her terms, synchronize it back, and once she does that, that same information on her Excel spreadsheet is now updating the project expense list. Carpet, $5,000. How many of you would have imagined updating a website with Excel? Forget SharePoint Designer, Dreamweaver. Excel is the new web developer tool. Right? You guys like that? But here's the true value. Sally saved 3 hours from that point onward. Those are the things you have to think about. If you want to deliver value, project management is different for everybody. You don't want to tell everybody, oh, you got to go to Project Server, Project Online, you got to use Project. No, it's on their terms. They're happy with Excel, live in Excel. You're the kind of person who needs to use Project, fine. You need to use mobile, go for it. Nobody has that today but Microsoft. That's why it's so exciting. Forgive me if I'm not as excited. Now, I asked Sally finally. I said, hey, Sally, so what do you do now with the 3 hours you save? Oh, wow, Ducks, you know, I learned about this thing called Facebook. It's actually cool. Project management on the go. I talk about mobile, right? And again, it's one of those things. It's very interesting. On Monday, there's actually another conference going on this week. It's called the PMO Symposium, right? And, you know, PMI Institute, I present the same session. So I talk about, now I could talk about it here. The person who went before me was Oracle. She was talking about Primavera. I was sitting in the back because it was me. You know, she was a nice lady, and it's like, slide after slide after slide, and says, nobody else has a better project management collaboration solution but us. You want to talk about Microsoft? What do they have? All they have is Excel and Project. I'm like, what planet do you live in? And then I went after her. I just shot everything she said down. It was fun, actually. But the best part is when I talked about this idea of mobile, right? The beauty with Project Online integrated with existing Microsoft technology, you can have project management on the go. So let me show you an example. I mean, I keep talking about this, but I want to prove it to you. All this stuff is already here. So here's a scenario. Okay, let's do this. You guys use OneNote? I love OneNote. It's a project manager's best friend, right? So here's the situation. I've got this OneNote file. You see APAC Marketing Notebook? One of the things that we've got going on, friends, is every project we work on, if you have a project site, it creates a essentially a OneNote file. So this is the same OneNote file that I have open in my Windows environments. It's the exact same thing. Well, guess what? Since it's mobile capable, so I have a Windows phone here. Let's say I do a lot of construction projects. We have customers in the oil and gas where they build gas stations. Anybody in oil and gas? Or construction, housing, all that? You got folks on field working on stuff. And sometimes if certain shipments doesn't come in, you need to take a picture, take notes, take audio. What do we end up doing? We write an email and email stuff. We take video, it's too big, we can't email it. That's too 1990s. Sir, can you help me here? So I need to prove to my boss, okay, that I'm actually at a conference and not just having fun in Vegas, all right? So here's what I'd like you to do. So I got OneNote here on my phone. I went to my project site, pulled up the same thing. Can you take a picture of us? And all you have to do is tap in the middle, right here. I said us, all of us. Oh. All right. Yeah. Tap in the middle. All right, thank you. So OneNote can take any form of information. It could be text, it could be audio, it could be video, it could be picture. That's exactly what I did, right? Now, so it says accept, okay. All right, syncing. Now, from a project management perspective, I mean, we live in a mobile world, okay? And it's syncing right now. We'll just give it a chance and you see it show up. But once it syncs, guess what? It'll show up in OneNote web app. It'll show up on the actual OneNote notebook. But here's the big deal. What if alerts are turned on? Anything changes, boom, it's going to ping whoever needs to be pinged. Y'all with me? What if there's workflow in this OneNote file? Wow, if docs post something, make sure this gets to the boss ASAP. Well, what about if someone, right, let me go back to my environment here. Oh, still loading. What about if someone is following that OneNote notebook? The idea of following, all right, so let's, the internet is loading there. But with 2013, so let me kind of go to that and show you. Okay, let me go to my, where's that OneNote site assets? All right, that's where the, where did I, oh, it's up here. I'm just going to follow this site. So what if somebody's following all this stuff, and then in their newsfeed, oh, wow, it's internet. There you go. In their newsfeed, notice, oh, there you go. Ducks is now following Las Vegas. Oh, that's Las Vegas project. No, that's not the right one. Go back here. And go back to my project, Las Vegas. No, that's the Las Vegas. Okay, let me follow that. All right. But once I follow, okay, you're already following this site. Now when I go to my environment here, newsfeed, okay? Ducks is now following, yeah, I think it's not loading. But the point is, once that's updated, it'll show up on my newsfeed or other people's newsfeed. Y'all with me? So very useful, very powerful. Yeah, it's still syncing. So we'll see. By the end of the session, you'll see it. So project management on the go. So that's the first step on delivering or how you can fast track project management step. Next step is you can manage effectively, okay? Manage effectively. So when we talk about managing, it's really tracking key metrics, right? When a project is running, we want to track schedule. We want to track financial data. We want to track resource information. And in some cases, we want to track the demand. So let me show you a couple of things. So from a personal level, so let's say I'm a resource in the project. I need to update tasks. For those that were familiar with the previous version of Project Server, right? So let me go back to Project Online. All right. And then let's go to my list of projects. Let's go to, actually, I went past where I'm supposed to go. So if I go to Project Online, notice that these live tiles show me, Docs, you've got 3 new tasks assigned to you, which is great. So I can go there. It pulls up information on what projects I'm working on and what tasks, you know, APAC marketing, review business model. So I can click on that. I can edit it. That's all cool. That's good. So again, in this scenario, I'm tracking based on specific percentage. That's fine, right? Now, in other scenarios, you might be tracking based on actuals, actual work. You might be comparing your baseline and actuals. You could do all that stuff. So that's how we've been doing it. With Project Online coupled with, again, the new SharePoint, another way to track is for your newsfeed. There's a section for my task, and this is actually pretty cool because other than the timeline view, what this task shows me, it could show Project Online tasks, but second, it could also show SharePoint tasks assigned to you. It's all rolled up now. And by the way, it could also be tied into Exchange with tasks in Outlook. You guys like that? That's one of the biggest pain before, right? Well, I got project tasks, I got project server tasks, I got SharePoint tasks, I got my personal tasks. All these can be rolled into one. And then it's gonna show up on my phone as well. Whenever, wherever, however, on my terms. Very powerful. And from a portfolio level, right, I can certainly look at high level view of managing these things. So I can look at all the projects. There you go, friends. And as it shows up, and you can even color code some of the projects with the timeline view. You know, one of the cool things, let me go back to my newsfeed here. One of the cool things about these tasks, let's say I want to update it. Let's say you're done, you know, you could put specific details, but let's say you're done, you just want to tick the box off. Literally, you could tick the box off. Done, 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 done. And notice how it moved 4 tasks to the completed view. And I've got the completed view. There you go. Pretty nice, isn't it? Next. You can visualize business intelligence. So part of managing projects, part of tracking projects, Project Online takes advantage of built-in visualizations, reporting capability, and obviously there's more, through SharePoint, things like Performance Point, Excel services, and there's a new technology called Power View as well. So for example, let me go back to my environment here. So let's go to Project Online, all right, and let me go to Reports. Okay, so I'm gonna show you a couple of things. So first, I'm going to show you some of the reports I have here. And these are all using Excel services. So let's say I want to look at an overview of my project. So when I click on that, Excel web app fires up. Voila, there it is. So that's one way of reporting. Cool. Another way of looking at reports, I'm going to click on another Excel file. This time, it's using Power View. And really what Power View is, the report is richer. It has the ability for you to do animation in your report as well. So notice, you know, I can interact with these. I can move it. I can look at the Asia Pacific marketing project. Click on that. I can see project name and project details. And this shows me all the other project-related information. You guys like that? Yep. Now, another aspect of reporting that you can see. So let's go back to Project Online. There's a section on strategy, and let's look at portfolio analysis. So you could do a lot of different kinds of reports. So this is, let's say I'm going to look at our annual portfolio selection analysis. And as long as you put in the right metrics and the right information you want to report against, right? So I'm looking at costing information here. How does it relate to our strategic alignment? Let's look at all the resources for that time frame. All right. And again, this is cross-browser compatible, cross-device compatible. Yep. very rich reporting capability. And that's, again, from a fast tracking of your PMO type of scenario, it's all built in. And I don't know if you guys have read this, but in a recent Gartner Market Scope report, they said, you know, the sweet spot is not only just schedule management or resource management, but the key is the ability to communicate and report on what's going on. And a lot of the collaborative technologies that's built into Project Online is very useful for this. What do you guys think so far? Is this good stuff, useful? I know it's 4 o'clock, but if you think you're tired, I still have another session later. I'm hosting the Bon Jovi show, so after this, I gotta prep for that session. And that wasn't a joke, that's actually true. So, what's the third way you can fast track project management success? The beauty with Project Online is you can grow with it. You can win consistently, regularly. It's not a one-time effort. It's not a one-time approach. Winning means different things for different people. For Sally in accounting, winning for her is she doesn't have to deal with email. It just shows up in Excel. That's winning for her. For the executive is being able to pull up on his or her tablet these dashboards. For the portfolio manager, so we have a big picture view of all my projects that's going on. And the platform provides this, regardless of who you are, where you are, and you can grow with it. You see, the beauty of Project Online, it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. If in your environment, you need just project collaboration, there might be some people, that's all they need, SharePoint, great, good for you, go for it. Some people, you need to use the full PPM capability, go for it. Project Online supports that and allows for that. One of the other good things or new things in, I'm just trying to check if it's synced, it's still syncing, I think it's the internet. One of the other things that's new in Project Online, it's this visibility mode. So let me explain what that is and I'll show this to you. Visibility mode is a new feature in Project Server 2013, both available on-prem and online. And it's the idea that you can take SharePoint sites and make it roll up in Project Server. Let me repeat. You can take SharePoint sites, has nothing to do with Project Server, because you know, a lot of people use SharePoint for their projects. But the problem is it's always disconnected. I don't know if you've experienced that. Some people use Project Server, some people just use SharePoint, but you can't really make those two sets of data work together. Well, that problem has been solved with visibility mode. So what I could do, I could go back to my Project Center, and in the ribbon interface, I'm gonna say add SharePoint sites. And it's gonna show me in this site collection, if there are SharePoint sites, and I wanna bring up the, so I have, before I do that, so I have this SharePoint site, has nothing to do with Project Server, literally. I went to SharePoint, create a new site, that's all I did. Nothing to do with Project Server, out of the box SharePoint site, and the new SharePoint sites would have these task lists, and if we look at the task list here, right, I entered 2 tasks, I'm pretty sure, there you go. Interview customer requirements meeting, so that's all I have. In Project Center, once I hit add, that, so we're creating your project. So once it's ready, they'll show up in Project Center. The cool thing is, once it's ready, the Las Vegas project will also show up and be visible here. We don't have to tell those people working in SharePoint, now you have to use Project or Project Server. No, they're there, they're happy. Y'all with me? And those are really good for your reluctant project managers while still making that data set available at an organizational level. Yes, sir? No, it has to be in this site collection, the same site collection where your Project Server, Project Online is. Great question, though. Yeah. Is that helpful? Was that good? All right. Now, how else can you win consistently, friends? You know, apart from this great new feature, apps. You know, I'm sure some of you have attended sessions on apps. But when we talk about apps, don't limit yourself to the Office App Store. We're talking about apps at the Windows environment, the Office environment or Office Store environment, even in your mobile device environment. One of the things we just finished as an organization, we're just tidying it up, we're going to put it in the Windows App Store, is we created a Windows 8 app that talks to Project Server 2013 and Project Online as well. Literally on your Surface, on your tablet, it's our Windows 8 app where you put in your credential, it will show you projects, tasks, and reports. And I know at least from the executive C-suite, right, those reports are valuable mobile. And there's going to be a lot of that's coming out. Once this is out, I'll let you know. We're in the process of putting it in the Windows 8 marketplace or Windows 8 store. All right? How's all this stuff? Good stuff? So there's a lot of great Microsoft Project session here. Hopefully you found this session beneficial. And I'd like to go ahead and take questions if you guys have any. I'm just respectful of, I know it's in the afternoon, but we have about 15 minutes or so. Any questions I can talk to you about? No questions? Yes, sir. I'll repeat the question. Very good question. So before I repeat that, just to make sure, if you want all this stuff, I've been showing all the templates, feel free to leave your email address back there. So the question was, if you do visibility mode and roll everything up, how would the resourcing work? It doesn't. Meaning, not that it doesn't work, but it's a separate thing. So keep in mind, the SharePoint project site doesn't use any of the resourcing data in the enterprise resource pool on Project Online. All right, other questions? All right, if not, thank you for being here. Hopefully this was beneficial. And I look forward to seeing you. If you have questions, let me know. Make sure you come to Bon Jovi later, all right?